This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So, Rich, yesterday we talked about the take that Max Kellerman had comparing James Harden to Peyton Manning, which I think if you were to,
harsh.
If you were to just – well, I think some of the wording he used was harsh.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Let's replay it here. Because I do think some of the comparison between Peyton Manning and James Harden at this stage has some merit to it. But just to kind of reset the basis here, here is what Max Kellerman had to say about James Harden.
This is the entire issue with James Harden. He doesn't hit shots in the playoffs when you need him to most. Now, it's not going to be an issue in this series. But they're about to face Golden State. And I have to believe, especially after Klay Thompson's comments, we're getting ready for them, that, yes, the Rockets may have been looking past the Jazz. You can see that also on hustle-type plays they weren't making. They kind of mailed the whole game in. But I wonder how much of even just the knowledge that Golden State is coming up next affects Harden. Stephen A., we have seen this time and again. James Harden has replaced Peyton Manning in American sports culture as the choker. And by that I mean he can still play very well in the playoffs by normal standards. But Peyton Manning regular season, I think clearly the best ever. Playoffs, different guy. And that has been James Harden's history when the going gets tough in the playoffs.
Rich, when I listen to that, first of all, I think the part I think is maybe out of bounds is overstating it. It's Max Kellerman's opinion, so it is what it is. The part I disagree with is the choker part of it.
Yeah, me too.
I disagree with the choker part. I disagree with the timing of the take. They're up 3-1 in a series. They lost a game on the road where they shot 0-for-13 from 3 in the fourth quarter. Like I don't know what about game 4 or this series as a whole is prompting Max Kellerman to have this gigantic global take about Harden's inability to come up big in big games.
Look, I think you can certainly cite past playoff failures and past playoff disappointments in his personal performance on James Harden's resume. There's no doubt about that. But I would venture to say almost all of those instances where you might bring up from the past are instances where Harden just didn't have the support around him and suffered from just trying to basically carry a franchise on his back. A lot of the issues he's had in playoff-defining moments have been issues where it's all on him. That's no longer the case these days, and I think it shows.
Yeah, just to reset one part of it here, Max Kellerman talked about some comments that Klay Thompson had about the Rockets. Here are those comments from Klay Thompson.
I mean, they're a great team. They got two Hall of Fame guards in the backcourt, and everyone else has carved out a nice role. And we had a ton of history with them the last 5 years in the playoffs, and I know they're just itching to get another shot of us. And that's when two teams meet like that, when the stakes are that high, makes you the best basketball in the world.
I wonder if Steve Kerr has any issues with one of his players actually addressing publicly the hypothetical of playing someone in the second round.
None.
When the Clippers are still technically alive.
None. Zero. I think he's a guy who empowers his players.
I would agree with you on that. I still think there are coaches out there that would have a conversation with a Klay Thompson about saying what he said.
I think some of it's the sport too, Rich, to be honest with you. I think basketball players are allowed to be more free thinkers than football players.
Yeah.
If there was a football player who was making comments about the divisional round of the playoffs when they hadn't played the wild card round yet. You know, if you started asking a team that still had a playoff game to play before their rival was maybe waiting for them in the second round of the playoffs, then a coach would have a conniption fit and it would be leading every show on TV throughout the week.
It does differ sport by sport. I agree with you there, but it's still unusual for me to hear a professional athlete publicly acknowledging a matchup that hasn't been guaranteed yet. It just doesn't happen that often.
Yeah, three titles in 4 years will empower you.
That'll help.
That kind of thing. Yeah, so back to Harden. I honestly, you know, the choker label aside, the weird timing of the criticism from Kellerman aside, in the grand scheme of things, I kind of look at Harden being compared to Peyton Manning as a pretty big compliment to James Harden. I know that it's coming from a place that is a criticism of James Harden.
Right.
But, I mean, Peyton Manning is maybe the best regular season NFL player of all time.
He's referencing pre-Super Bowl Peyton Manning before he vanquished the
Bears.
The Bears in Miami on a rainy day.
Right. So, I mean, to me, I feel like there's been this great debate over the last few years about whether Harden has been better than – is Harden better than Steph Curry? And then it was, is Harden better than Russell Westbrook? And then it's, is Harden better than – this year, you could say, is Harden better than LeBron now? LeBron's team isn't in the playoffs. Is Harden better than Giannis? Whoever. You know, Kevin Durant, whatever the case may be. To me, one of the things that you sort of say, maybe one of the unintended consequences of what Max Kellerman is saying, is that James Harden is the best player in the league in the regular season right now, the same way Peyton Manning was, which I think is a big compliment to James Harden when you consider that the guy, you know, it feels like he's paddling upstream to win MVPs when other guys are maybe winning them undeservedly. One of them that I felt was an undeserved MVP over James Harden was Russell Westbrook, the year that I think he finished as like the fifth or sixth seed, but had a bunch of triple-doubles, averaged a triple-double.
For the first time since Oscar Robertson, and won the scoring title.
And won the scoring title that year.
About 5 or 6 points more per game than he's putting up these days.
Yeah, and he Russell Westbrook is an a-hole to the media. Harden is accommodating to the media. And yet Russell Westbrook seems to be impervious to the same criticism that James Harden gets. Here's Max Kellerman on Russell Westbrook and the OKC Thunder getting knocked out by the Blazers.
Will Westbrook shoulder all the blame? No, because of Paul George's shoulders. I mean, we saw this from Paul George. We saw it coming. He was having an MVP caliber year. Let's take game one. What'd they lose by? 4 or 5 points? He shot 4 from 15 from three. Why is that significant? Shoot 6 from 15 from three. Shoot 40% from three. Like, hit some shots. You win by a point. I know it doesn't exactly work out that way, but you get the idea. And the Thunder are not the kind of team that can afford for one of their two best players to shoot it like that when their other one is Westbrook. We already know it's unlikely he's going to shoot it well. Paul George is going to have to be that guy. But we see his season, two distinct parts. MVP caliber, shoulder injury, no longer MVP caliber. You cannot put all of this on Westbrook.
Kim, on Westbrook is Brooke. What he was going to say. So now that I have this straight, when Russell Westbrook's team loses, it's because Paul George is injured. When James Harden's team loses, James Harden's team loses without Chris Paul because of a hamstring injury, or when they hadn't even had Chris Paul on the team yet, and James Harden doesn't have nearly as much help as Russell Westbrook in terms of having a top three MVP guy like Paul George, it's James Harden's fault, and James Harden is a choker.
Look, that's Max Kellerman. I'm not sure.
Rich,
I'm not sure that's a majority opinion.
Rich, I think it's a big ESPN opinion, the truth.
I think that's probably true.
Tony Kornheiser saying James Harden was mean because he shimmied the other day. Called him a mean person.
I know. I get it.
And on ESPN's little Twitter feed, when Russ was getting all those triple-doubles, it didn't matter what the outcome of the game was, just what did Russell's box score look like?
I know, but when it comes to ESPN, whether it's Max Kellerman, who's pretty much a boxing guy, Stephen A. Smith, who's pretty much shown that he's pretty limited in his area of expertise as well, I mean, they got a lot of yelling heads, not just talking heads, that I don't know. I don't pay a whole lot of attention.
That's fine. You don't pay attention to
I don't spend a whole lot of time worrying about what these guys are blowing.
That's great that you live in that world where you just don't worry about it. That's nice. But their opinion, I think, does represent a big portion of the marketplace out there when it comes to Harden. Harden's not a well-liked player for some reason.
Harden, I would agree with. He is kind of misunderstood. I hate to think it's the beard, but I think it's more style of play and history of not getting to the ultimate spot where you want to go as a team. And, you know, like Peyton Manning back in the early portions of his career, Harden has plenty of opportunities to put that notion of him to rest. Let's talk about efficiency for a moment. Russell Westbrook threw up 31 shots last night and missed 20 of them. I mean, Paul George was really good last night, not just 36 points. He took 20 shots and made 14, 9 rebounds. I mean, Paul George was better than Russell Westbrook last night.
Yeah, no, that's I agree with you. Like, the Russ that we're seeing this year, I know he hasn't averaging as many points, in part because he has Paul George on the team now to take some of the scoring load. This is the same player Russell Westbrook was when he was winning the MVP. It's not like he was an efficient player 2 years ago, and now he's become inefficient. He's a volume shooter. He's not a great decision maker. His assists come because he has the ball in his hands the entire game. It's not because he's some sort of deft creator visionary player out there that can see the entire floor. It's because Russ dribbles around with the ball, and on a possession where he doesn't take a shot, he just shuffles the ball off to the nearest guy with 2 or 3 seconds left on the shot clock. Sometimes the shots go in, sometimes they don't. And this one other thing, Rich, on Harden, and why I feel like Kellerman talking about this about him this way is a compliment. The only reason you would care about James Harden being a choker in the postseason is if you felt like there was something in there that tells you he should be a champion.
Yeah.
That's why people labeled Peyton Manning a choker for so many years, because you felt like, man, this guy is the chosen one. He's the son of an NFL quarterback. He's the number one pick in the draft. He's been the guy since he was in high school. He should be winning something. I think part of the reason Russell Westbrook doesn't get talked about like this, like Harden does, as, you know, a choker and not coming up big in the postseason.
Has he stayed true to Oklahoma City?
No, that's not it at all. I think it's because we realize he can't even get a team out of the first round right now.
3 years in a row, they've been knocked out in the first round. And coincidentally, it's those 3 years, same 3 years in which he's been averaging triple doubles for three seasons, the first one getting them the MVP award. I do think that MVP, part of that is a dynamic you've referenced, and that part of why he won that award, not just the triple double for the first time since the 60s, winning the scoring title, but there was sort of a notion that it was his turn to win that award.
Yeah, maybe, but the just with respect to Russ and Harden, I think people view Harden as a guy who should win a championship. He's got championship level skills. He has a championship level of, he could have a championship level effect on a team's overall play. People know what Russ is now, and while Russ is going to stack up numbers that compare to Harden and all the other great players in the league, Russ is not a winning player. He's not a winning player. He's not a great winning player in the regular season. He's certainly not a winning player in the postseason. You know what he's viewed as, Rich? He's an attraction.
Well, his best winning came when he had Kevin Durant and James Harden as teammates.
I'm talking about when he's the lead dog on a team, like Harden is with the Rockets. They went and got him Paul George, who's going to finish top three in the MVP, and they lose in five in the first round of the playoffs, and they were a six seed. Russ is somebody I'm sure the NBA wants to put on all the highlight films, sells a bunch of jerseys. He is an attraction. He would never, B-Mac, if I can make a comparison, he would never be in the main event at WrestleMania. Russell Westbrook would never be fighting for the belt. He would be in one of those matches that's about four matches down where guys are firing thumbtacks and fireballs at each other.
You think he knows that and that's why he's so angry all the time?
I don't know. I think that's what fuels the guy, to be honest with you, Rich. I don't know that he thinks that much.
He is an attraction. That's a great word for it, Sean.
Because he's not a champion. He's an attraction.
He is at times spectacular to watch.
Right. I think the league loves promoting Russell Westbrook because in the snippet Twitter video world that we live in, he's a great guy to promote. Now, it would be nice if he could actually act like a human being to some of these reporters when they ask him questions. That's a separate topic altogether.
No, world-class a-hole.
But I think if I'm answering my own question, why doesn't Russell Westbrook get the same criticism James Harden does? Because the Max Kellermans of the world and the Tony Kornheisers of the world, they already know about Russ. He ain't ever winning a title as the lead dog on a team. He's not a championship player. He's too inefficient. He's too erratic. And he's too much of a nut job, to be honest with you. He's an attraction. He's not a champion.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.